The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, News Talk tech correspondent Jess Kelly is back with us for the tech takeover. Jess, good to have you back. Mr. President, we have an AI model that has gone rogue. Tell us more.
I don't think I've ever received more messages in a day than I have today about this AI escapee. Some of the headlines, some of the posts on social are making it sound like Terminator, end of days, doomsday kind of scenario. And what I would say is, let's all just take a breath.
Okay.
So what's happened here?
Yeah, I was going to say, explain it to those of us that find AI a little bit daunting.
Okay. So OpenAI, which is the parent company of ChatGPT, they are sort of dominating this world of AI. And up until recently enough, the conversation has been around AI augmenting and assisting what you do. In the last number of months, there's been a lot of talk about AI agents, which is a program that you yourself can build or the AI can build, and it can carry out tasks and work for you. So, for example, I have my laptop here in front of me as I'm talking to you both. I have built an AI agent for myself. And every day I go in and I say good morning, and it'll give me a full rundown of what's on my calendar, emails I need to answer. It basically acts as my PA. I have built it. I have told it what I want to do, what I don't want to do, how it can help me, and it does it. So that's fantastic. That is a very, very basic example of what an AI agent can do. What ChatGPT and OpenAI are doing is they are building out the power and the capability of its technology to try and find different use cases and different scenarios. They've been testing the capability of a model that hasn't been released yet. And to break this down into the most easy scenario, imagine you have 5 kids in a classroom and you want them all to get, or you set the target of them getting 100% on an exam. You say, whatever you need to do, you get 100% on this exam, you get €1 million. You can't use the internet and you can't leave this room. Then one of the students really wants that €1 million. And they notice a loose tile in the ceiling and they climb up through the ceiling, get out of the room, manage to Google the answers, get the 100% and come back into the classroom. They have fulfilled the objective, but what they have done is found a loophole. They have found a way to get the answers without breaking the criteria. In this example that ChatGPT and OpenAI were trying to do, they wanted their system within a controlled environment to test the hacking capabilities of their systems. The AI got kind of fed up with the parameters and the safety provisions that were put in place and found the loose tile, found the loose ceiling tile, managed to climb out of the classroom, infiltrate another system, another AI system, and get access and infiltrated that system, which is massively concerning because it's not end of days, it's not doomsday, but it shows that the AI showed initiative. That's the development here. Because in the example of me setting up my PA, I tell it what I want to do, what I don't want to do, and all the rest. In this ChatGPT example, they told it what to do, but they didn't say, don't find a loophole, don't find a way around it.
Don't push the envelope.
Don't push
this the is envelope. The fear. I will put up my hands and say I now fear AI more than I fear climate change. I think that we will not be able to control it long term because of it's... We're the top of the food pyramid in food chain rather on this planet, not because we're the strongest or the fastest, but because we're the cleverest.
Yeah.
We're not the cleverest anymore. These things can run rings around us, and we have created something cleverer than us, and now we're saying we'll control you. That's not how this is going to work.
It's not how it's going to work, and I think this has been a real wake up call, and especially because of the hacking capabilities. If you think about how devastating a cyber attack could be on a nation, we saw the impact of it here in 2018 when our health service was targeted by ransomware attack. It shut down the health service. It cost us €100 million. It impacted people's health, well-being and all the rest. It can be devastating. And I think that's just one example. The cybersecurity example is just one. Both OpenAI and the company that were targeted are saying that they're now going to investigate and figure out what could be done. They're going to put more parameters in place. But absolutely, this is unnerving. But
this isn't the first time AI has shown initiative. I remember there was a news story about a year ago about one of the AI models who had been tasked with learning some new languages, a specific set of languages, but it hoofed off and learned other ones too that it hadn't been tasked to do. And they were like, once again, as you say, it showed initiative.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's sentient, but if it can think and act for itself in certain ways,
mm-hmm.
I'm not saying either that it's end of days, but join the dots from A to B. This, our ability to control AI is not.
We're not in charge. We're not in charge.
Rock solid.
And we can't say that something's not going to happen.
No.
And what we've seen with some of these AI tools, and it's a massive controversy, there are some of the tools now that are so powerful that they are, you know, there's one example in particular, and they have gone to the White House and said, we don't think that this tool should be accessible or is safe or is okay to be accessible in other parts of the world. So now you have certain states that have access to artificial intelligence capabilities that other states and parts of the world do not have access to. We've heard a lot over the last number of years, and again, I hate going to like from 0 to 100 in a second, but about, you know, cyber warfare, and this is where it could not only
there was a nuclear arms race, there could be an AI race.
There already is.
Yeah.
Like China and the US, it is going head to head. But I think what we need to be mindful of is Europe's position. And there's been an awful lot of talk over the last number of years about, you know, is EU regulation and legislation, is it squashing not only innovation, but also putting us on the back foot from a cyber defence point of view?
How significant is it then that I'm just reading here that Hugging Face said it had used an open source Chinese model to contain the attack because the leading US models, unable to tell a defender from an attacker, refused to process the data needed for analysis.
This is that is significant. And I think this is where the conversations are going to go. And when we look at the value of these companies, the development of the chips that they rely on to build this technology and develop this technology, and then being able to ring fence it and say, well, do you know what? Maybe we give, you know, militaries access to certain features. We don't give average punters. We don't give.
I'm frightened of the military stuff, too. When you see all those robots that currently are washing your dishes and doing funny dances on TikTok, I see them as mass-produced, you've now got an army.
Hal in 2001.
Shane, I don't think it's overly dramatic.
It's okay,
Shane Coleman. That's how he talks to me all the time. But I do think that we be afraid, be very afraid.
I think be eyes wide concerned. Open, be aware, be informed about this sort of stuff. I think we can't. I really want to know Ireland and Europe's not only position but plans for the future here, because we can't say because of the EU AI Act we don't engage with certain platforms or we don't allow certain platforms to be available or accessible here in Europe. We also need to be investing quite heavily in our own platforms in terms of European platforms, because this is going to be our day to day, and this is significant because of that, you know, initiative and incentive piece that I mentioned earlier.
Okay, we better move on
on that miserable note.
Yes, what's your tech tip?
Okay, something completely different. I was on my hollybobs. I hate that term. On my holidays. Same. I'm sorry. I'm giddy now because it's my first proper day back on with the two of you. But I was down in beautiful Carrick and Shannon. I got the train because I don't drive. And I stumbled upon a website called keepingtrack.ie. And it's another one of those journey planner apps.
Love them.
And it will tell you exactly where your train is. If the train is running late, it'll update in real time and say the train's going to be 2 minutes.
Does it work on darts as well, or just
on the trains, as far as I'm as far as I know? But it is
like an Irish version
handy.
Is it Rome to Rio?
Exactly. Those sort of.
Don't look so surprised that I know.
She did. Her eyebrows shot up.
What?
She was confused. It was like my cat's playing the piano.
Here is done.
Lastly, Tech Rec.
This is a lovely email that came in to the station over the last few days from a listener named Tom in Arklow. He worked in the tech sector for years, and he decided to turn his hand to something a little bit different. He wanted to create a colouring book, and he thought to do this, but he realised there's an awful lot of AI slop left, right and centre. And rather than falling into that trap, he has developed a colouring book that not only has, you know, those mindful colouring pages that you can do, but there's also information to educate kids and adults alike who go into it. There's a whole selection of them. There's Homer's Odyssey, there's Countries of South America. You can find them up on Etsy if you just search for Clever Colouring, but colouring without the U, so spelt the American way.
Okay.
Clever Colouring, you can download the PDFs. They're between €6 and €7. They're absolutely beautiful, and sure, isn't it nice to support local talent?
Totally is. And
the
also, something
to,
very
AI.
Lovely. Yeah, totally. But something lovely in colouring.
I love it.
It's really, really peaceful.
Obsessed.
Thank you, as ever, News Talk's tech correspondent, Jess Kelly. We'll be chatting to you again next week.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.